We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Beis, from the beginning. Al pi ha-maimar vihino pi shnayim baruch acho elai b'simen samach vov. Rav Nosson Zal says this halacha will be based on chapter 66 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Ayin shom heitev kol ha-maimar meroshe l'soifai. Study that chapter well from beginning to end. That chapter is one of the larger ones, and it's vast. It has very many outstanding, deep concepts. We'll try to do the best that we can. Paragraph Aleph now. V'hine b'Rosh Hashanah anu tzrichim lohoitzi mikoyach el apoyal. One of the concepts that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there is being moitzi mikoyach el apoyal, taking things from theory into action, from thought and putting them into action. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Rosh Hashanah is one of the main times that we need to be doing that. Why? Ki Rosh Hashanah hu hascholas habriya. Because Rosh Hashanah corresponds to the beginning of creation. As we say in the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, ze hayoim tchilas masecha. This is the day that your world began. This is the birthday of Adam HaRishon, when the world really began. V'koidem yesh b'chinas charoin af. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that before a person is zoche to be moitzi mikoyach al apoyal, there is a stage of charoin af, where the anger of Hashem is prevalent. Shehu bechinas dino kashyo shemesoyer b'Rosh Hashanah. This corresponds to the fact that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that by Hashem there are two levels of midas hadin. There's dino kashyo and dino rafyo. There's very severe midas hadin, and there's lighter, easier midas hadin. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the first day is called Din HaKashya, the second day is called Din HaRafya. So Rav Nosson Zal says, just like Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran speaks about Charoin Af, we have that taking place on Rosh Hashanah, with this activation of this Din HaKashya. Utsrichim lahamtikoi ulavaroi sheyenas mimenu bechinas ruchoi shel Moshiach kemavur shomamarnal. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that when you succeed in correcting the din, in sweetening the din, you're able to change it into the ruach of Moshiach, into the spirit of Moshiach. V'alze onu oiskim b'Rosh Hashanah. This is what we're involved in on Rosh Hashanah, being mamtik the din. Umarbim b'tfiloi suvetachnunim shem hamtokas hadin. We generate a lot of tefillah and pleading with Hashem, which is hamtokas hadin. Hamtokas acharoinav. V'oz nasim imenu b'chinas ruchai shel Mashiach. And we convert the din, we change the din into ruchai shel Mashiach. Ki ikar ruach chaim shel Mashiach hu tefillah. Because we know that the main life force of Moshiach is tefillah, as Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Beis and Likutei Moran and in other places. So therefore, this multitude of tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah is actually a form of ruchai shel Moshiach. V'al kein mamlichen oisa yisborach b'Rosh Hashanah b'chol ha-tefillahs. For this reason, we're mamlech Hashem on Rosh Hashanah throughout all of our tefillos. Va'omrim hamelech hakodosh, hamelech hamishpot, ukiyotze. We change the format of Shemoneh Esrei, putting tremendous emphasis on malchus of Hashem, melech hakodosh, melech hamishpot, ki oz nizgale bechinas ruchoi shel Moshiach. Because on Rosh Hashanah is when the spirit of Moshiach is revealed. Shehu Shoyresh HaMalchus. That's what Moshiach is all about. Moshiach is Malchus. Ukemavur B'divra Rabbeinu Zal B'Simenun Dalid. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 54 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Ki Hizgalus Melech HaMoshiach Hu Hizgalus Malchus Yisborach. Because the revelation of the kingdom of Moshiach is the revelation of Hashem's kingdom. Ki Iker Hizgalus Malchus Yisborach Hula Osid, Kishi Izgale Malchus Moshiach. Because when will the Malchus of Hashem really be revealed and broadcast? When the Malchus of Moshiach will be revealed. Kemoshe Kosuv, as the Pasuk says, Vahoyo Hashem Lemelech Bayoim Hahu. That then in the future when Moshiach will come, that's when Hashem will really be proclaimed as Melech. Paragraph Beis, V'ze she'isa b'sforim, she'moshiach yovoi mi sitra de Yitzchok. This is why it's brought in Sforim HaKadoshim that Moshiach is going to come from the aspect of Yitzchok Avinu, meaning she'yihye nimtak pachad Yitzchok v'yenase Yitzchok, haynu kanal. That the name Yitzchok, which represents Midas Hadin, we know that the word Yitzchok is bigimatria 8 times Yudke Vavke. Yitzchok is 208, which is 8 times 200 Yudke Vavke, corresponding to the 8th sphera, which is Bina. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, Bina dinin misarimina. The Midas Hadin originates from Bina. Bina is the first sphera that's on the left side. Keser is Keser. By Keser, there is no right and left. Keser is the highest level, it's infinite light. Chochma is on the right side, Bina is on the left side. So Midas Hadin originates from Bina, which corresponds to Yitzchok, Yitzchok Avinu, who is called Pachad Yitzchok. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that in the future, his name will be changed from Yitzchok to Yitzchok, as we see in the capital Kuf Hei in Tehillim, which we say in the Tikkun HaKlali. We mention Yitzchok Avinu's name as Yitzchok, Hainu Kanal. This ties into what we mentioned earlier. Shehizgalus Ruchoi Shel Moshiach Hualidei Hamtokas Charoinaf Dahainu Toikef Hadin Shu Pachad Pchinas Pachad Yitzchok Yadua. That the revelation of the spirit of Moshiach will be brought about by a sweetening of the anger of Hashem, of the Midas Hadin, which is called Pachad, fear, which is Pachad Yitzchok. We sweeten the Pachad Yitzchok on Rosh Hashanah, and when it's sweetened, Nizgale Ruchoi Shel Moshiach, the spirit of Moshiach is revealed. And this is why this all takes place on Rosh Hashanah. And that's one of the times, especially when we have to try to bring things from theory, from thought, into action. Sheiposchu, sheyiftechu, v'yischalku hayodayim. That the hands, kaviyochel, of Hashem, should open up and separate. Bechinas, poiseach es yodecho. And the Gemara says, al tikri yodecho, elo yudecho. Don't pronounce that word, don't read that word yodecho, your hands. Read it yudecho, that Hashem should open up the yuds. Hainu, hashnei yudin, shel hashnei shemois, yud kevofke aleph dalet nun yud. This refers to the yud that begins the name yud kevofke, and the yud at the end of aleph dalet nun yud. Shehem bechinas yud baroish v'yud basoif, a yud in the beginning, a yud at the end. Bechinas koyach upoyal, the concept of thought and action. Bechinas soif maise b'machshova tchila. As the Torah tells us, the final product is the initial thought of the person. So we see here the connection. The yud at the end of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the yud at the beginning of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And when we speak about these two names of Hashem relative to each other, Yud Kei Vav Kei represents machshova, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud represents maise. Sheishalku v'yiftechu al yedei hashisha oisye shebemtza, meaning that these two yuds should separate and open up by the six letters in middle of them. Rabbeinu Zal over there is talking about the shiluv of yud kei vav kei aleph dalet nun yud, where you write it yud aleph hey dalet vav nun hey yud. So between the two yuds, you have six letters there, which correspond to Shehim Bechinas Mokoim Vitziur Uzman Sheyesh Bekoyach, or Mokoim Vitziur Uzman Sheyesh Bepoyel. Those two sets of three letters, three and three, Rabbein Azal explains over there, correspond to Mokoim Tziur and Zman, place, format, shape, and time, within thought, within when you're originally thinking of something, and then within poyal, within action. Sheyesh b'shem hoetz, exactly. Shehem gimel oisiyas sheyesh b'shem hoetzem, This corresponds to the remaining three letters of the Shem Ho'etzem of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which are the Hey Vav and Hey, the Sholei Shoisius Shel Shem Hakinui, and the three letters of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, besides the Yud, the Aleph Dalet and Nun. Shaydei Elu Hashisha Oisiois, Shehem Sheish Bechinois Hanal, through those six letters, which correspond to Mokoim Tzir Zman of Koyach, and Mokoim Tzir Zman of Poel, Al Yidei Ze Yoitzei Hadovor Mikoyach Al HaPoel. That's how we actually bring things from thought, from theory, into action. Veze Nas Al Yidei Shleimus Hadibur. And Rabbi Nezal shows over there in the Kutimran that when a person wants to do that, when a person wants to bring things from Machshava into Maisa, he has to go through the pipe, the intermediary, which is Dibur, speech. Ushleimus Oisiyas Hadibur Al Yidei Bechinas Alma Daosi. And how are we zeichet to bring Shleimus, to bring perfection to the letters of Dibur? Through the concept of Olam Haba. Al Yidei Bechinas Emes, the concept of truth. Shaydei Ze Nase Yoim Hadin HaGodol. That's what creates the great day of judgment of the future. Vaydei Ze Nase Sofa Brura. And the Torah tells us that in the future, you know what's going to happen? That there will be Sofa Brura Lekulam, Likroi Kulam B'Shem Hashem. That all nations in the world will have Sofa Brura. There'll be Shleimus Hadibur. V'Nishlam Oisyes Hadibur. V'Achar Kach Tzrichen La'asoyis Nekudois Lohoisyes. And once you perfect the letters, they're not enough. Letters alone can't do anything. You have to put vowels under the letters. Then the letters can move. A letter without a vowel is immobile. You put a vowel under it, it moves. Ulohitzi hadibur mi meitza hagoroin. And we have to be able to bring forth the speech from our throat. Veze nase al yidei kakisufim v'hacheshek. How does a person bring forth his dibur? What gets a person to blast forth in dibur? When a person has deep yearnings and desire. Shenase al yidei hamanias. How do we turn up the heat? How do we turn up the volume on desire? How do we intensify a person's desire? By withholding. When something is withheld from a person, the more obstacles there are, blocking a person from getting to something, that increases the person's desire and cheshek for that item. This is what generates the vowels for the letters. Bechinas nekudois hakesef, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, that the nekudois are generated through kisufim. Kisufim means deep yearnings. Veze bechinas tes nekudin, tes rekiin. This is the concept of what the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the nine different vowels that are used in the Aleph Beis correspond to nine heavens. V'azai kisheyesh nekudois lohoisiois v'nishlam hadibur b'shleimus, azai yoitzei mikoyach alapoyal. And when we're zeichet to be able to put vowels under the letters, and the dibur becomes complete, when you have shleimus hadibur, then you're able to take things from koyach into poyal, from thought into action. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Study that chapter in the Likutei Moran well, because Rav Nosson Zal is giving it to you in very short form. He's just giving you the concepts. Over there in the Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson explains it more, and he connects it all to Psukim, to Gemaras, to the Zohar HaKadosh, showing you how this all flows.